The Ticket. Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
The Michigan basketball teams both won last night. Earlier in the day yesterday, the Michigan football team got great news on a live video stream from 247 Sports. So we're going to play all of it for you right now. It's a commitment announcement. And it's hosted by a great friend of the show, Alan True. So here's Alan to take it away, and he's going to bring to you Jacob Oden, defensive back from Harper Woods, and his commitment to the Michigan Wolverines. Here is, from 247 Sports, Alan True.
It is the day after National Signing Day, but we're already on to the next class, and we have an announcement coming from one of the top 2024 prospects in the country, a top 247 four-star in Jacob Oden from Harper Woods, Michigan, who's set to announce his choice in just a matter of minutes. We will take you live to his high school. But first, let's talk a little bit about Jacob as a player. He is a top 10 recruit in the state of Michigan who had nearly 40 offers. You see him there, 6'1", 188 pounds, has been a varsity player since his freshman year for his father, Rod Oden, who is the head coach at Harper Woods. He's a top 200 prospect nationally, a top 25 athlete in the country. He's listed as an athlete, but expected to play in the defensive backfield, but listed as an athlete because he can play just about any spot back there. He's played corner, he's played safety, he's played some nickel, and could play those positions on the next level as well. And as we mentioned, had nearly 40 scholarship offers, but has narrowed those choices down to five. The two in-state schools, Michigan and Michigan State, along with Penn State, Tennessee, and Iowa. He has great familiarity with all of those programs. Michigan is the current crystal ball prediction. That shifted as Michigan State was one of the early crystal ball picks. All of those programs have recruited the state of Michigan and the Detroit area extremely well. Several of them have Michigan natives on their staffs. And so it's been a tight battle, but he's ready to announce where he'll be spending the next 4 or 5 years. So with that, let's go just north of Detroit to Harper Woods High School and bring in Jacob Oden. Jacob, first, tell me who you're joined by on your special day here.
Today, I have my mom, my dad slash head coach, and my sister.
Just talk about the role that your family has played in developing you as a young man to the point that you are today, and then also helping you with the recruiting process.
I mean, I'm definitely grateful for my family. They make the sacrifice of taking me place to place, helping me get around, see all these colleges since I was a little kid. Like, I've been to 82 colleges since my whole life. I started since I was 7, 8 years old and just been all around the country. And I thank them.
What's it like having a dad for a head coach? You think he's harder on you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everybody out that's watching now would definitely know that. I definitely get a little harder than everybody else should, but, like, that's expected of me, so, yeah.
So this is a little bit on the early side for a junior. What made you decide to end the process and make a commitment today?
I feel like the school I'm choosing today made me feel the most comfortable, made me feel the most loved. I feel like they're the right school that could develop me to be the best player I could be on and off the field, academics and athletics. So that's why I'm deciding to choose today.
You seemed like you built some great relationships through the process with several schools, a lot of schools. Was it a difficult decision to get down to one?
Definitely one of the hardest decisions I've ever made. Like, this is a dream come true. Like, the schools I have up here are some guys I know that's their dream schools. And, like, to me, being able to get to all these campuses, meet all these coaches is, like, overwhelming sometimes, but, like, it's fun as a whole. Like, picking one school was just the hardest thing for me because I love every school. Like, it's a fun process, but, like, at the end of the day, you have to end with one school. You can only go to one school, so I would say it's just time to find my home.
All right, I agree that it's time. So with that, you have the floor. Let us know where you'll be playing your college ball.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right. So first off, I would like to thank God for blessing me with all my gifts and opportunities I've had. I would also like to thank my family for being my biggest supporters and always being there for me. I'll give thanks to Coach T. Rich, Coach K-Sign, Coach Quan, Coach BG for training me and coaching me up. I want to thank all my Little League coaches, Coach Marshall, Coach Mark, Coach Enox, Coach Clarence, and all. I appreciate all my teammates for bringing the best out of me and pushing me on and off the field. And lastly, I want to thank Sound Mind, Sound Body and Coach Blackwell for helping me use football as a vehicle for great opportunities. Now, I'm done with all the talking. You got it, Mom?
I'm ready.
With that being said, for the next 3 to 4 years, I'll be taking my academic and athletic career to pass me the bus. This is the wrong one.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
The turnover bus. The
turnover bus. I'm going to Ann Arbor. Go Blue.
All right. So, Jacob, you mentioned it was a tough decision. In the end, what was it about Michigan that made this the right choice for you?
I would say my relationship with Coach Klink and just the opportunities they provide for me on and off the field. Like, getting a Michigan degree would be big for me. Like, it's a Michigan degree. I could get anywhere in life with that.
And do you Coach know what Klink you want to go into school for?
Oh, no, not, I'm not sure yet, but I got the opportunity. I got the people around me who can help me figure that out. And Coach Klink is just a great guy. Like, he could coach me up. He's my type of coach. Like, I'm used to being coached hard my whole life, so he's a great guy.
We talked at the top of the show about your versatility. What have they told you about the position or positions that you could play for them?
They really said I'm versatile, so whatever I want to play, they'll just place me there. That's what they say they want to do more with their DBs anyway. They got Will Johnson up there. You know, he play anything in the back five. They said I remind them of him a little bit, where I'm versatile and can play anything in the back five.
So now that this is out of the way, you have recruiting done, what are some of your goals for your senior year, your last go around with your dad there?
I want to win a state championship.
Yes. Yeah.
Last thing for you, you mentioned your dad's hard on you. Do you think Coach Klink and Coach Harbaugh will be easier on you or just as hard as your dad?
I would want them to be just as hard. And the practices I've been to, it seems like they could do that. I've seen them yell. I've seen them cuss. I've seen them do all that. So I'm ready for it, definitely.
All right. Well, I'm glad your dad got you prepared for the cussing. Jacob, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on your special day. And once again, we appreciate you for joining us.
Go Blue.
Well, there you have it. The ink is barely dry on the signees from yesterday in the 2023 class. Michigan and Jim Harbaugh continue to build their 2024 class as Jacob Oden joins their class from inside the state. And even though he is from inside the state, they had to battle for him a little bit. I know that Tennessee did a really good job recruiting him with Tim Banks, a Michigan native. Penn State had him out several times to campus. Iowa is a program that has a relationship with his dad. They've recruited several of his players throughout the years. And then Michigan State, as I mentioned, was a crystal ball leader at one point. So this was not a layup for Michigan. They recruited him hard down the stretch. Steve Klinkscale offered him very early when he was at Kentucky. And they get a guy who, as he just said, can play almost any position on the back end. But at 6'1", 188 pounds, you see him here over the slot. You see him in the box. I think he has a chance to grow into that position. He could play a corner, but you look at what they've done with a guy like Michael Barrett. He could play some nickel. He could play some hybrid. Just gives them a lot of versatility. And as a coach's kid, he's going to come in ready to learn the scheme, and he understands the game very well. So Jacob Oden, a big addition to the Michigan class in 2024.
In fact, he is the fifth member of the class of 2024 that is a four-star prospect. Jacob Oden, The defensive back that you just heard from, Hogan Hansen, the tight end, offensive lineman Luke Hamilton, linebacker Mason Curtis, and defensive lineman Ted Hammond. So starting strong for the class of 2024 with 5 4-star prospects already in the fold. Thank you to Alan True and 247 Sports for carrying that yesterday. Great stuff there from Jacob Oden. We have more on the recruiting front in the 7 o'clock hour, so stay tuned here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.